This story happens when I was in high school. So my family always moved around because my father had to move for his work. And this is the last time we live in Kalimantan, in Borneo Island. It's in central Kalimantan. We live in Palangkaraya. So, it's quite a unique area, but I'm not living there. I just go there every time to time when there's a school holiday, because when I move from Banjarmasin to this Palangkaraya, and I have to check the high school whether I want to move with my parents. But when I see the high school, it's quite terrifying. So I'm not joining there. So I moved to Jakarta and I only visit my parents during school holidays. So we live in a quite big house provided by my father's office. So it's like a old house, a Dutch, a colonial architecture. When you see that they have this garden in the central of the building, so it's quite an old house. It's more like an 80s house, I think. I'm not quite sure, but they always maintain it and to make it look better. So because we always move around, we have this big boxes we place in our garage. So it's quite big and quite blocking the view, which makes the garage look dark, even though we always provided lights, of course. And so we have a story about the house, and it's one of my, living in Kalimantan for for several years. This is one of the terrifying moments for me. But it goes by time to time. My parents lived there around 3 years. So the houses already have a family inside it. So we basically join them without knowing that they're there. Okay. So my father have a driver from the office because he was the head of the branch. So every time to time the driver will pick him up, or my mom or us if we are there. And my father's, he's quite like, in old days of work when you come home late, and it's more often that way. So the driver always drive my father at night. We also have one home assistant who's stay only during the day, but sometimes if we need her, we ask her to stay with us. And so our story begins. You know, we don't only experience it ourselves, we also get stories from people who visit there time to time, like our driver and our home assistant. So our driver tells us that the house, it has a one family, one dad, one the mom, and two small children. The first one is a boy, and the second one, I think it's a girl. I don't quite remember. I think it's a girl. It's a, I think the boy's, it's like elementary school age, and have a younger sister. So how did my driver know this? So my father, you know, don't really see, because he's sitting back and the driver, of course, sitting in front. So when the car entered the garage, the lights spot on the family. So he saw them sitting in the boxes where we put our belongings from time to time, from the movement from the other city. So they kind of live in the garage, but you know, we never quite like lock, there's this door between the garage and our house, but we not really like lock them, because like it's, we will lock the rolling door anyway, so like why we bother to lock, you know, the door between them. So it's, well, the ghost, it's not really like, it's quite hard to go from one place to another, so it's not a challenge. So they live there, and the driver see they're sitting and looking at him every time he drove my father to the garage and park the car. And it's not the annoying part yet, because one day that he have to drive the car from my house, take the car and, you know, go to the office, and my father will like wait in outside, so he had to enter the garage by himself and see the family when the lights goes on, when you turn on the car. And then there's this lady sitting next to him, whisper his name. And then my driver just scream and run, because it's quite traumatic. And then the lady is gone, so he enter the car, but then he see the lady in the mirror. That's just one. And you know, I've heard a lot of stories, you know, from my mom and my dad and our homemaker. But I'm like, if you they always told us we have to be in our room at 10 p.m. So, you know, you're a high school girl who want to watch TV at night and it's like your holiday, and sleeping at 10 a.m. at 10 p.m. is quite like a dull holiday to you, especially when you visit a city that you don't really like. But you have to go there because of your parents, and you don't have entertainment at that time. It's quite a very dull city. I'm sorry if you're from there. I don't mean, I know it's not like it's, yeah, I'm sorry, but yeah. So I still watch TV at that time, and then someone calls my name from behind. So, you know, because the living room is quite big, the house is quite big, so we only like turn on the lights in the area where we watch the TV, and you get the lights from the TV. But behind me it's a dark area of the living and dining room. So I like sit in the sofa, and then behind me is quite dark, but I get the lights from the from the TV, and the light direct to the TV area. And me being teenager and annoying one like always, so I shout like, I still want to watch TV, I don't want to go to my room. And then the lights quite acting really weird, like a, it's kind of off and on, and then I smell jasmine. You know, in Indonesia context, jasmine is a flower to indicate there's a spiritual things in the area. And then when I, you know, being a stubborn, I still want to watch, I really love that series. And then I, you know, go to the bathroom and plan to do a pray. I think it's Isha, so it's a night pray. So yeah, I wear all the praying clothes, and then, you know, it's quite like saying then, you can go, it's my time to pray, this is my area, it's my territory. So I pray there, and this jasmine flower is like hitting in my face, and it moves around my body, so it's getting stronger and stronger. It's like a strangling you with the smell, so you can feel it on the top of your nose. And then I realize that I piss him off, so I turn off the TV and go to my room. And my mom was like, I told you so. So that's what happened. If, you know, at 10 p.m. is their territory, and, you know, we accustomed to acknowledge that time and move to our room. Yeah, and the rest is more like a normal, it's not normal, it's more like a story of other spiritual things. Also, like when someone shower and then there's nobody in there, or is if you got a knock but no one's there, And then my homemaker also share her stories that he once slept in between the door, between the garage and the house. And then in her dream, that there's this big guy who tell her to move. And then when she wakes up, she's moving from that place to other place. And then he wakes up and she sees this old, it's not really old, it's quite young, it's more like my father's age at that time. Yeah, this from a description that I got from my mother and my homemaker. So it's quite like running, look like it's too so fast, like a white lights, but in the shape of a human, and it's like passed through in our garden area. So at that time, my mom have a theory, and I think it's quite makes sense that we cannot really see like a full shape unless we of course have a talent to do so. But if we as a like common people can see through, is when our dimension are collapsing each other, and perhaps we have a time differences that resulted that flashes that makes them look faster than our world, that maybe in this parallel universe we have time differences and time slips, so they will look like a speed of light, like a white light something, and we cannot really see the full feature of their body. Yeah, it's a theory, and I think it's quite makes sense to see, you know, the way in which us picture the, you know, afterworld. Well, it's not really like a afterworld. I think it's more like two-dimensional universe, that they have their own universe and we have our own, which we experience a place, you know, at the same time but see differently based on what we want to see in our universe, like it's what we believe in and also socially constructed in. Okay, not getting too philosophical theory there. So from what I see, you know, it's more like us, I know the disturbance force is more like a smell or a sound, you know, it's more like a flashes of a shape of human, you know, what clearly shown is to my, you know, they're not really like disturbing me, it's like it's only a smell, it's like, but it's quite intense, so I'm trying to be more careful the next day. One of the interesting part is a story from my father. So one day our water is broken down, so my father has to go to the kitchen and fix the sink. I don't know what's happened, I think it's blocking. So he have this toolbox and trying to fix it, and one of the screwdriver went missing. You know, it's still there, I mean the toolbox in there, and he just used the screwdriver. It's quite impossible, and suddenly lost a screwdriver. And what he, you know, it's become a custom when you live with the others, and if you, you know, experience weird thing, you just shout at them, like, you know, you think that they will notice or hear you, and that's how we communicate at our house, which I think is quite amazing experience, actually. You know, you're like having an invisible neighbor. Okay, that's how to put it. Sometimes invisible, sometimes not. Okay, so the screwdriver went missing, and then my father just shouted, "Please, I just want to fix this, and I want to go to bed. So please don't disturb me, and give it back my screwdriver." So he heard a voice laughing at him, and then the screwdriver just rolled from the bottom of the sink and directed to him. So that's quite different stories from each member of our family. And my mother's is the most sensitive person, you know, in this, like, discussions on the spiritual living, because she's from there. She's originated from South Kalimantan. We also have a relative who by marriage is have a different tribes from ours. So my mother is Banjar and my father is from Java, and we have a relative from Dayak tribes which also live in Central Kalimantan. It's a fascinating area. And then my mother have a different stories. I think she's the only one who communicates and see the family like in a real shape and full features. So I think this is the last year of where we live in there. So I think we already prepared to move to other city. So my parents moved to Jaffa, it's another job in another city. So we already pack our bags and everything. And then, you know, at night my mom goes to bed, went to bed, and then in her dream, it's more like a vivid dream that you can feel like it's a reality. You always experience that, yeah. And when you talk about spiritual being, and then there's this man, he said he looks like a Dayak person. You know, Dayak is more, my mom's is also white, it's more like a yellowish skin tone, and Dayak also too, but we know like this is like a different yellowish colored skin tone. When you see Dayak, it's more like a Chinese yellow, and you know, there's a also like a, I forgot. I think there's also what he wears said that he's from there. You know, he's the one based in the Central Kalimantan. So the man, you know, just go through all our wall, you know, from the TV area to her room. It's like, you know, breaking the walls, like go through the wall and talk to her. And he said that, he explained that, you know, his family is already lived there, and it's like he never meant to be a, you know, to create a bad relationship with our life, our family. But he said that he's the one who lived there from the first place, and we annoyed them. Yeah, I know, I'm sorry, I watch TV at night. And then he just wanted to thank us for keeping the house clean. Well, thanks to our homemaker, actually. And he wanted to say goodbye. And my mom said he's handsome. Yeah. Okay, so he smiled, and then he turned his body around and go through the wall again. So I think that is the last time we all ever saw him. Yeah, I don't know if after we move that he will try to communicate with the family who live there. You know, I don't challenge myself to confirm my assumption. So I just, okay, this is the last time, say goodbye, thank you. Because we have a lot of work to do before we have to move. So I don't need any more ghost drama. So yeah, I think, yeah, that's all that I can remember so far. Thank you for listening.